I'm Tom Martino in for Deborah Duncan on News Radio 740 KTRH, taking your calls. I just, you know, I have this thing about things in the news. I remember after 9/11, everyone in the media was talking about what the Quran said. So I read the Quran. I read it from cover to cover, and it didn't say anything that people said it was saying. So I just wanted to read it. So people were talking about Scientology, and I wanted to hear about Scientology. Now, I'm not advocating anything. I'm not dissing anything. I'm just talking about it because it's been in the news with Tom Cruise. So many people talking about Scientology, and we have this one guy's been in the church for 27 years, and he's anti-Scientologist by his own admission. He says he is against the church now. It's a fraud. Now, we did talk about what it was or what they proposed to believe in. And on the cover of their website, it says they aim for a civilization without insanity, without criminals, without war, where people can prosper and honest beings can have rights and where man is free to rise to greater heights. What's wrong with that? So where does the fraud come in? And I'll ask Michael Tilsey, and I invite your calls. We're using our national number, 1-866-966-HELP. Michael, where does the fraud come in your opinion here?
Well, the statement that you read from their website certainly is a nice, glowing statement that many, many people could agree with. And I think that's probably why it's there and why it's used. The philosophy itself, or the many of the writings of Hubbard, appeal to people, and the vast majority of Scientologists who are in the movement or the church believe those things. The fraud part comes in the fact that Scientology is promoted in a lot of different ways. One major way, which Hubbard is presented as being this almost godlike creature.
Oh, he is, yes.
Who was a professional in all these areas, who had all these life experiences. He was a hero in the World War II, and he was a nuclear physicist, and all these things are actually told to Scientologists, and this is part of the promotion or part of the sales pitch as to why you should trust what L. Ron Hubbard says. Well, it's a fraud because none of those things are true. Hubbard was a bigamist. He was removed from every command that the Navy had put him in during World War II. He spent most of the war malingering in the hospital with conjunctivitis and ulcers. He claimed that he was wounded in the war, but of course you're not told that he had ulcers instead of some sort of wound from battle.
Now, Michael, I want to ask you something. Again, because we don't have anybody from the church on, I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Sure.
No pun intended here. But basically, now, if let's say this guy didn't do what they say and he was kind of a loser in some aspects of life, and there are a lot of great geniuses of history, artists and poets and people who had miserable lives, even some of the founding fathers and of the country. Let's say, though, that Dianetics as a science has helped all these people, and the goals are to help people. And who's getting hurt? Are there these back rooms where people are held captive? I mean, who's being hurt? Are people giving up their riches? Are people... What is going on? I mean, Tom Cruise doesn't look like he's being hurt. Neither does I think they love these celebrities, John Travolta. All of these celebrities. Who's being hurt?
Well, you asked a lot of things in that paragraph.
Yeah.
A lot of people are being hurt because they're giving the church a tremendous amount of money and are being basically really severely given a huge, very intensive, very emotional sales pitch that they have to do this or the fate of the universe is at stake.
Are they brainwashed?
Yes. It is a kind of brainwashing.
Tom Cruise brainwashed? Is he brainwashed, do you think?
He may not now be, but I believe he was at for the majority of his history in Scientology. Now it's hard to say. He seems to be getting very defensive about the whole thing. And to me, that's a sign that some things are starting to break up. I think the reason he's still in it is because part of Scientology is that you tell them your innermost secrets. They put this as being some way to relieve you of, you know, your burdens of guilt and conscience and whatever. But they ask you questions that require you to answer in explicit detail. For instance, all your sexual relationships.
Why?
Who, Yeah, as a way to unburden yourself.
All right, let's talk to Nadine, who has a question here. Nadine,
sure.
What is your comment or question? Nadine. Are you there? Hold on, let me press that button there. Okay, Nadine, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nadine.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I am a nurse by trade. I very much believe in medicine when a person is ill. My sister, however, is a chiropractic assistant and is very much into the holistic. She called me the other day and told me that a young man had come to them who had bipolar, was a manic depressive, and he wanted to join the Church of Scientology. And before they would allow him to join, he had to stay off all medication. No medication.
Right. They didn't wean him off. They just wanted him off.
They wanted him off. So
absolutely.
He came to the chiropractic clinic, and they were going to try to control his manic depressive swings with spinal manipulation.
Okay.
And she told me this because I'm bipolar. I take medication.
Yeah, and according
to... I about laughed in her face. I said, you're going to have the man in the emergency room with a suicide attempt or in a manic phase.
So your comment goes along with what Tom Cruise was talking about on the Today Show with Matt Lauer, talking about how these drugs do not help at all and it's all a big con.
Right.
I take them. If I do not take them, I am either not sleeping for 4 or 5 days or...
Or you think you're Catwoman.
Exactly.
I know people who are bipolar, and I know what you mean. And let's talk to Dave and see what Dave has to say. Dave, go ahead. You're on with Tom Martino and Michael Tilsey. Go ahead, Dave.
Good afternoon, Jay.
Hey.
I was reared a Christian.
Yes.
And I'm 63 years old. And for the last 30 years, I have studied and become an advocate of reincarnation. And my question is this. If Scientology believes in past lives, in what way is this different from Hindus or Buddhists or those who believe in reincarnation? And I will hang up and listen to your answer.
Thank you very much. Michael, what would you say about that? Do they believe in reincarnation? Do they call it reincarnation?
They don't call it reincarnation because the concept of reincarnation is typically associated with coming back as an insect and then as a mouse and then as some larger animal. And finally, as you live these lives as these different animals, you eventually arrive to the state of being a human
and they
attaining
don't
enlightenment.
They don't believe that you come back as other humans anyway, do they? They think you go on to other planes. Is that the idea?
Most of the lives that people contact are human or very human-like.
Okay, thank you. We have more coming right up. Here's the number, okay? 866-966-HELP. We're using the national number 1-866-966-4357, a discussion on Scientology. Anything else you want to talk about? You want to make comments? Give us a call. I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino in for Deborah Duncan on News Radio 740